The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie Same Game Parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, you're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thank you to Black and Abdallah.
Oh, the guys. No.
What happened?
The guys are going to be on tonight from 6 to 8 at Binney's Lincoln Park, and we're all going to be there starting at 6:30. I got to update everybody on a few things here.
What's going on?
Thank you to Todd Furman, and thanks to Pauly Cheesecake. Steve on Twitter says, Pauly to Todd should be the lineup every Thursday.
I agree.
Pauly was special today, and Pauly said if you type in, he did go 3-0, by the way. He had Niners covered.
I got you, Niners.
I was on the wrong side of that one.
Pauly did?
I had the Saints, he had the Niners. He was a winner, I was a loser. He said if you type
On YouTube,
Debbie Gibson Chicago, you'll see a minute in, 2015 Chicago Pride Fest, about a minute in, she mentions Pauly. That's what he says.
Debbie, say it again.
Debbie Gibson.
Only in his dreams.
Here, can you make sense of what he's saying? Type on YouTube Debbie Gibson Chicago, and on the search, when you find Debbie Gibson at Chicago Pride Fest 2015, about 1 minute in the video, she mentions me. That's what Pauly said.
All right, well, I did that.
You got to hear the audio.
Only in his dreams.
Don't worry, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll find it.
It's time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie, brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Register to win $12,000 cash.
What?
Are you kidding?
What?
On Jan 1 at any Club Hawthorne betting bar.
Really?
Yeah. Holy cow. How do I do that? I found it, and she does. Hold on.
Serious?
I'll cue it up. Hold on.
What?
I found it. He's right. It's there.
This is amazing. Chris found it. Hold on. Chris already found it.
You still
have it. Yurko's doing hunt and peck over here. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I got it. It's right here.
Hold on. Chris has it.
What's the name of your company so everyone can... What is it? Pauly's Cheesecakes, everybody.
I remember having one. It was delicious.
Oh, my heavens.
I used to love
Debbie Gibson. She's on stage.
She's on stage.
Big fan.
Sylvie, she's on stage at the Pride Fest.
Yes.
Oh, my
in
God.
Blue.
In blue.
Follow her on Instagram.
Blue. This is amazing. Pauly's not lying. We'll have to tweet that
it's
out.
There.
Pauly's not a liar.
Everybody. Nope. I remember having one. It was delicious.
Well, that's like us. Remember, he'd come up
amazing.
And we'd be on
same
stage.
Thing.
He goes, "Tell him I made your cheesecake. Yeah,
tell him who made that cheesecake for you."
It was me.
Pauly's cheesecake.
Is he good at picking games too?
He went 3-0 last week.
Way to go, Pauly!
All he does is lay the lumber.
Pay the
man. His doctor.
We missed
him.
It. Someone that texted us and said that it was
due to Chew.
Whose doctor cleared
his
him
doctor.
To use blue chew and so
oh,
said
heart issues.
Do the chew.
Had a physical to make sure it was okay to do the chew.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Is he tearing it up now?
Oh, he's you going to meet it. Debbie this weekend.
He's going
he said.
To see Debbie in Philly this weekend.
Going to see her in Philly.
He's got a fresh
got
haircut.
A little more than the cheesecake for.
He's going
Hello.
For his fresh haircut. He got his teeth whitened, and the doctor told him he can use blue chew. So he's a happy man.
Wow, good for Pauly.
I said the promo code should be cheesecake from here on.
Yeah, on Pauly.
It shouldn't be
Shouldn't
be on Hinged or ESPN. It should be Pauly. It should be cheesecake.
Yeah.
He's the man. I
what
love
was
that.
What it's was great. The Fruit Loops bird? Do you remember the Fruit Loops
yeah,
bird?
Yeah,
Toucan
Sam.
Didn't he used to follow the nose or something like that?
I think he did.
Follow your nose. Yeah. It always knows. Pauly's going to be following something else.
Yes, he is.
Well, you know what he's going
to
be following.
Right to Philadelphia.
Yes.
You better believe
follow
it.
Your hose. Your hose will know.
One time.
What did they call
it? Was good.
Follow your hose. Your hose knows.
The hose always knows.
Little Pauly.
Little Pauly, yeah. Waddle, little that was Pauly. Really good.
Waddle's thinking quickly
you're on your
his
game
feet.
Day.
Oh, hi-ya!
Hasn't had a scotch
on
yet.
That one.
He hasn't had a scotch
yet. Everybody.
There's no going home for you. I know where you're going to be.
I'm going to go have a couple of drinks with you guys after the show. Then I got to go to a Christmas concert at Old St. Pat's.
Oh, that's right. You said that at Old St. Pat's. That's nice, though.
I got to text my daughter, and then she's going to come out and find me in the parking lot and bring me in.
What are we
going to
sing?
Mid song.
What are we singing?
I don't know.
What's going to be
sung? Christmas carols.
Little drummer boy.
Angels sing. Glory to the newborn king.
Let's try it in C minor.
Waddle's going to offer off some holiday parody songs at St. Pat's.
Yeah.
Next thing they know,
Hickory Dickory Dock!
You really should, you know that?
Oh, 1-1 Japan and España.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What a strike.
That is. That's quite a shot on goal right there.
Tied it. All right.
Boom.
A little bit of a howler for the goalie. I thought he should have had it.
How are you guys doing? How you feeling?
I think we have a Pauly Cheesecake holiday parody song.
For real?
Yes.
I think he's
when Mellor gets down here. Oh, do you know where it is in the system?
Yeah, I can find it.
Tyler's back from watching college basketball.
Watching
his
team get thumped.
Oh, boy.
Syracuse got beat. Like, hey, Tyler, I had the orange bin in 30. Did I cover?
Yeah.
Poor
wow. Maybe by a hook, yeah.
Poor time. If you got a hook.
Boy, did that blue check mark get you in past security? I'm just asking.
Mirko, such a ball buster. Poor Tyler. I said, listen,
I love Tyler.
It was a good
does
40.
Tyler, you know mark? When you're part of the
is
club?
That, is that what it was? Hey. He's got a blue check mark and Johnny doesn't? Is that what this is about?
No. You know what makes you part of the club is when we start busting your chops.
That's true.
Now he can bust back.
If we didn't love you, then we wouldn't make fun of you.
If I ignore you, champ, you're not part of the group.
That's true.
Hey, Trevor.
Sorry, Cap.
He called me Trevor. Hey, Trevor. Hey, Taylor.
Yeah.
That's but true. What are
all we call them Taylor.
A key. I call them a key.
Do we have any chance of selling any barrels, any bottles of our booze tonight?
Of course. Well,
I'm buying
some of my bottles.
Everybody looks at us, looks down there, down their nose at us.
No. This is holiday gift time, Waddle.
That's right.
Like, who would not want a bottle of
Sylvie and Waddle fused bourbon whiskey?
Yeah. Whiskey.
You know what it says
that's
on it? This ain't sipping whiskey. This ain't sipping whiskey.
It's better than a lump of coal.
Chug-a-lug is what it says on it.
Sipping whiskey?
Of course guys, not ours.
Sure better than a lump of coal. That's how you should market it
that's
tonight.
That's a good catchphrase.
Better than a lump of coal.
Chug-a-lug.
You sell yourself short.
You're quite
a slouch.
I think we're all ganging
you're
up
tremendous
on you guys.
Ours would be a championship spirit. That's how we're going to run
ours.
We think
you guys are for the stuck-up crowd.
Yeah.
You know,
we're the blue-collar crowd.
Black and Abdallah and I, the two of us were talking yesterday. You guys are like, oh, talk about all these notes.
Yeah.
We're for the everyman.
We're the kings of bourbon.
We're for the everyman.
We're a little bit more of the snob.
Yeah.
The champagne of bourbon.
If you want Carmen the Good Kids bourbon, then you need to go over there to the 5-star hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down with us. You know, a nice Holiday Inn.
We're going to
sit down and have it with you.
Great filling.
Fantastic. You go to the White Lotus. Lord knows what's going to happen. Did you see the fifth episode?
After the Hawks game last night, I stayed up way later than I wanted. I watched episode 4. But so I just finished.
You don't
4.
Want to go to the mansion.
Yeah.
So that's next, right? Yeah. That all right. Yeah, so I'll watch it.
Stuff goes on at the mansion that you don't want to check out.
We get our asses.
I can imagine because now I saw episode 4. Oh no.
No, don't go any further. Watch it. Don't talk about it. Watch it. I can't even imagine. We get our asses chewed out for talking Bulls basketball. You were talking hockey, not even Blackhawks hockey.
Well, but
you were talking Edmonton hockey.
He's the best player.
I know he is.
And they play the Hawks.
I get it.
He is.
Wait till you guys get your tongue lashing upstairs.
What are we getting a tongue lashing for?
He's unbelievable.
What to talk about?
No, we're fantastic over here. Nobody tells us what to talk about.
Tell Danny to pipe
down. Whatever's on the top of our minds.
I mean, how big is he? He's a big guy, isn't he?
He's a big dude, and he's the fastest guy in the league, maybe. Or one of them,
is he like 25?
My son believes that he gets to skate freely now. If you had Scott Stevens or Rob Blake back in here, his head would be on a swivel and he wouldn't be so swift.
But
different era.
But you're saying the quality of hockey wouldn't be as good, Carm.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, the players are always. I think things get better because the players get so much more elite.
Nice note.
The athletes
more
are better.
More talented, bigger, stronger, faster.
Exactly. Yeah. They're more
skilled.
I don't think. Yes. I think
it's like the NBA, the same thing. The rules change.
Nobody's playing defense except NBA.
Carry the ball.
Either.
There's no traveling. Just pick it up and run with
it
halfway.
Under that assumption.
Dribbling is optional.
But under Nico's assumption, like, that means in that era, no offensive player would be great, and that's not true. Jaromir Jagr was great.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Mario Lemieux was great.
I love Jagr.
It's a silly argument.
But they played a different version.
Arguably the best mullet. In all of sports Yager. For a long period of time?
Ally Afraid
is
the mullet.
That's true.
Who
was that? Al McGinnis, wasn't he like had nothing on top? Was it? Was it
no,
Al?
No, that was Ally Afraid.
Ally Afraid.
Al McGinnis was the little guy with St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Short.
Ally Afraid.
You're talking about hockey.
Slap shot.
Number two.
Yes. Ally Afraid did.
What about McGinnis?
No.
You're thinking about the
McGinnis was okay.
No, I'm thinking about the
Al McGinnis was okay.
Yeah, from the Hawks. No, who was
that? No. McInnes was number two at St. Louis from the point on the power play. Had a pretty good one. But not like I have Frady. Okay. I have Frady had the one that they clocked at
107. Was it Doug Wilson?
No, I'm thinking about a different Blackhawks player.
Al Secord.
Yeah. No. Well,
he wasn't
a defense. Secord. No. Secord. Thinking about who had a big shot. Had a big stick. Big old stick.
I mean, when
was it Al? Was he kind of a nasty player, too?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. I think he was married to RoboCop's wife before RoboCop was married.
Oh, really?
I think so. 40 goals. I think so. He scored 40 goals one year.
He had like 300 penalty minutes and 40 goals.
How about that? 300 penalty minutes and 40 goals.
He's like one of the only guys to ever do it. Yeah. He had like 40 goals and 300 penalty minutes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a rare combination.
That's a skill and pugilistic activity.
But last night was like one of those nights. I'm watching
late,
the Bulls.
Late puck drop?
Yeah, it was like because it was
8:30
national game.
8:30
puck drop. So I'm watching the Bulls. I'm watching the Hawks. And it's like our teams aren't very good. Devin Booker's lighting them up for 51. McDavid is just unstoppable. I mean, now he does that.
Oh, they're up 4-1 in that game.
Yeah, the Hawks made
it close. Hawks fought it back 4-3. Then I think it went 5-4.
5-4 was the final.
Yeah.
When was the last time a player in the NBA scored 50 on only 25 shots?
I don't know.
Because that's all he had. He was 20 of 25.
Yeah. He was 51 on 25 shots.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Billy Donovan looked upset on the bench. Yeah, no kidding. I would be
too. Left his starters into, like, the three-minute mark, didn't he?
Tough.
Like, yeah. I mean, you aren't going to play? Well, you're going to stay out there longer than you want.
Like Yurko said, the worst news, though, is before the game because, it's not trending in a good spot.
They don't even know what's wrong with his knee. That's what I texted you guys.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
They keep doing procedures, and yet they're rehabbing, but they don't know why he's having pain. He's having pain, but they don't know why. They don't know what the actual injury is.
You know, I don't know what to say about it because at least, you know, you always go back to Brandon Roy. Brandon Roy couldn't play after age 28, but they knew he had a degenerative issue in his knee. I mean, would that be something that they'd know already if it were that severe for Lonzo? You'd think. I mean, what? I don't know what it is.
I don't think
the only comp that I've been given is Kendrick Nunn's injury. Kendrick Nunn missed over a year with, I think, what was termed as a bone bruise.
Yeah.
Complications from a bone bruise.
You want to talk about difficulty. And usually a bone bruise comes from hyperextension and or when your femur and your tibia smack into each other, no break. Where you might have a tibia plateau fracture, then it's 6 weeks and you're all right. You don't get the break. You just get the bruise. So you get the smashed cartilage into that bone bruise, and there's not a lot of blood going through the bone. So that takes forever to heal.
Oh, wow.
They've been in there twice, right? So haven't they been able to see what's going on in there?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I mean.
But like, then you ask them, how do you feel?
Structurally, it's right.
How do you feel? Sore?
Not pain. Good. Doesn't
and
feel
every
good.
Time he ramps up the rehab, and it's what, like, he was getting really close the first time.
In the spring.
And then every time he would ramp it up to really getting into basketball activities, pain, pain, pain. Finally, they relented, and then they went to the surgery option. Now, from the second surgery, from the cleanup, he can't get even to running.
Can't run. Can't cut. Can't run. Can't have, not even close to having contact.
Well, they could use a boost of defense on that team.
They could use a boost of three-point shooting and defense.
That too, yes.
And playmaking.
Yeah.
They could use a boost of everything.
Come on. You're asking Io to fill in for Lonzo Ball. Good luck to you.
Good luck. Yeah.
It's a chain reaction, right? Io should be coming off the bench.
100%.
Playing a good role there.
100%.
But they don't have shooters.
No, they don't.
And we said that from the Wilbon and I were arguing about that. I said, Michael, they don't have any shooters. He goes, they don't need shooters. I go, what do you mean they don't need three-point shooting? They had 1 3-point make at halftime yesterday against the Phoenix Suns.
Good luck.
You expect to run with the Suns making 1 3-point shot?
You expect to run with any team in the NBA?
And the Suns didn't even have Chris Paul. Chris Paul's been out.
Yeah, they might be better.
Really?
I shouldn't say that, but you could. That
they may be a little more athletic, but not better.
That team's awfully good, with or without Chris Paul. That team's Devin Booker
I agree
and DeAndre
with that.
And
but,
Bridges,
but.
You could roll those three out. You know, Paul still plays good defense, so maybe you argue. But I mean, don't you
want him out there instead of the lefty that used to be here? Isn't that
Cameron
who's running
Payne.
The point?
Campaign.
Yeah,
Campaign's averaging like 15 a game for them.
Yeah. You're going to get plenty of open shots when you're on that floor with them. And if you got to knock them down.
I mean, they get out and they run and they.
Well, that's what Lonzo did for this team.
I know. It's
hard. It's a hard watch.
Are they going to make the play-in tournament?
They may not. I mean, right now they're outside the top 10.
I know.
Picking seventh again next year.
And that's not their
the
pick.
The problem is they don't own it. Yeah. They only get their pick if it's top four.
Yeah.
And then if they tank, all these people who want them to tank, even if they're like a top in the top four, you know, you still you got to get in there. You got to get in there to win the top four. They would only have a 51% chance of getting
in the top four,
of winning a top four pick. If you're up there as far as the top losing records.
With one of the four worst records?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So if you have one of the top losing records, you would still have like
a coin flip.
You would still have a 48% chance of not getting that pick.
So do they put the bottom four in the group? Is that what they do?
No, it would still be everyone has.
Like, I thought. Have they changed that? I thought it changed where you.
I know they did that in hockey, didn't they? Didn't they put the bottom four into
I feel like you have to be one of the worst four, but I'm
forgetting the
wrong.
Top pick.
We should double check that.
Whatever it is, though, if the Bulls do tank, which I don't believe they should, I'm not in the business of getting rid of DeRozan. I'm not. You could talk me into getting rid of Zach January. You could. Not DeRozan.
Wow.
But
really?
Yeah, he's too good. I've spent all my life wanting players like DeMar DeRozan, and now we're just going to get rid of him after a year and a half?
So Vooch and Zach?
To draft more players like
Jones?
Kobe White, yeah.
Kobe White.
So I could get Kobe more Jones. Kobe
soccer
White.
Player, right?
So I could get more Patrick Williams?
Boy, Patrick.
Like, I should have faith in AK drafting players?
Yeesh.
Like, what is different than AK... other than he's not Gar and Pat.
Are we already done with AK? Is that
it? I don't know if we're done with him, but what has he done here?
Well, he gets a break because he's not Gar or Pat. Yeah, that's true. I agree
Patrick
with that.
Patrick Williams, what is going on? Jeez.
I don't know.
So you want him to draft another player at four?
I mean,
he drafted Patrick Williams.
When you watch Scottie Barnes and then you watch Patrick Williams, it's like wait a minute.
And I'm not saying that Patrick Williams still can't develop.
I asked Wilb on that yesterday.
I'd like to see it, though.
At what point do you... I know he's only 21, but he's in his third year. At what point do you go, okay, I'm out of patience? Are you there yet? He can't be there yet.
No, but I mean, come on. You got
to admit... No, I know. You got to have a spark.
He's played 100 games. Like, show us something.
You're right. No, when he played, there was a stretch earlier in this season.
He was scoreless at the half.
He was, but if you go back and you watch...
He went 0-8 from the field, guys.
You watch him against Boston, he was... I mean, there are sparks that you see that leave you with the thought that maybe, and then you get a last night performance.
Bad. Yeah. 0-8.
Well, they were all bad.
2 points.
All of them were bad.
That's bad.
I don't know. Do you want to hear the Pauly Cheesecake song?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, they got it?
Yeah, we got it. So we got, remember, we're down to about 10 days left for the holiday parody song. It's actually less. It's a week from tomorrow is the deadline. Yeah. ESPNParody.com. We've got the Stern pinball machine, Mandalorian pinball. It's like over $7,000.
Incredible. Put it in your man cave.
It's the best grand prize we've ever given away. What do we got, Tyler? How do you explain this?
So this is from Tony V. He submitted a couple of them. Now, here's the thing. Tony V's lyrics, he submitted three songs. The lyrics are great in all three, but he sounds like he's trying to not wake someone up in the room next to him. So he's a little quiet. But... The content is there. So this is Pauly's Picks by Tony V to the tune of Jingle Bells.
Pauly's Picks, which picks will he make? Doesn't know what a point spread is, but he sure can make a cake. Oh, Pauly's Picks, none other equate. Can't pick a game to save his life, but at least he's losing weight. He likes to call the guys, his picks are really bad. But I'll be damned if his cheesecakes aren't the best you've ever had. Out in the Northeast, they know him and adore. The leading cause of diabetes on the Jersey Shore. Hey, Pauly's Picks, stick to what you know. Making bomb-ass cheesecakes and getting pranked by Carmen Yurko.
That was pretty good. That was done well. Right.
When your singing range is half an octave,
that was good.
That's where you
that's
operate.
What you do.
You operate with that, and then that means you bring it down a little bit. Just bring it down a little bit, and there you go.
Very breathy.
And then he pulled that one out. He pulled it out.
Quite breathy, though.
Yeah. Does Yurko ever amaze you when he busts out things like
breadth
when your
of
singing
knowledge.
Range is yeah. half an octave?
Yes.
I could never come up with that in a million years.
I know a little bit about it.
I don't even know what an octave is.
How many notes in an octave?
I have no idea.
Eight.
I don't even know if I'm using
eight
it correctly.
Eight in an octave, yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
Eight notes in an octave.
There you go.
What is it, Tyler?
There's eight, yeah. Sylvie's right, yeah.
What's an octave?
I have no clue. Yeah. I mean, octave. It's an octave. You should think eight because it's octo. I mean, that makes sense. But what is an octave? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Swims around in the ocean and has tentacles.
That Yurko could... the problem is his range is half an octave. That's where... So he only has four, you're saying? Only four of the notes?
One more? That's Can we debut one more?
Yes, half an octave.
Tyler, is there one more we could debut with? Did you have one in the system yet?
We have one. I haven't. It's
really?
So bad.
I love it. Let's hear it.
This one is called Burner Account after the sleuthing that the four of you guys did.
Is this Burner Account of Cap?
Yes.
The Drake, what was it
Sugar
again?
Sugar Drake, right?
Sugar Drake. Yeah.
So this is Burner Account by Miguel Garcia to the tune of Oh Christmas Tree.
Burner Account. Burner account. We finally found his burner account.
What?
He liked a lot of his own tweets from this fake account since 17. Burner account. Burner account.
Where's the gong?
We finally found his burner account.
Dong.
He quickly tried to delete this, but then Sylvie reactivated it. Burner account.
That's the way it's gone mostly so far, Carl.
Burner account. We finally found his burner account.
Kind of creeped out by that
one. Was a little rough.
Yeah. It's kind of how the contest has gone so far.
What? Good effort.
Was it a good effort?
I thought it was good. Listen, anytime somebody picks up the phone and sings into it,
I mean,
I think
like
it's good effort. Always good effort. Yeah.
Johnny, I didn't have you pegged for a guy that lowered the bar that's not true.
Spot. There's two grades.
I have.
There's two grades.
Well, I get
effort
it.
And achievement.
Okay.
I'm giving them credit for effort. The achievement part is not there.
Listen, everyone, if you submit something, you're going to get credit for the effort.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, no, you didn't give us credit.
Two grades.
Yeah, we did.
No, you did.
Not only did we give you the effort, I think we actually said it was a well-written song.
You lambasted.
The presentation sucked.
You lambasted.
All right, don't play it on your phone, though.
I'll send it to Mellor. I'll email it to
him. Okay, good.
You need to workshop it.
Is it again because you're Bernie Taupin and you need someone to perform it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you got Elton John next to you. You write it, let him sing it.
He's Jim Steinberg.
They're just okay. It's okay. But my
who's Jim Steinberg?
Yeah, they wrote all Meatloaf songs.
Oh.
Can you give us a hint as to what the topic is?
Jim Steinman.
The topic is about Justin Fields.
That's okay.
All right.
Okay. Very good.
Song to Strawberry Fields Forever.
No, that's not a Christmas song. All right, boys.
Speaking of that, we could have a developing show story.
Is he going to play? Is he going to play Sunday?
No, this is not. That would not be a show story.
A show story.
Something to do with our show.
Yeah.
A developing story.
Hope you've enjoyed this over the last 15 years because it could be the end of us.
Developing story within the Waddle and Sylvie
from
show.
From your mouth to God's ears. That,
you're such an asshole.
I wouldn't call breaking news yet, but it's a developing story.
Waddle's going to go get a coaching job somewhere.
Again?
Yeah, right.
Leaving.
We will relay
that's
that.
That's too much work.
What are we doing next? San Diego? Coming up next. And we're going to weave it together with Justin Fields.
You want them home?
San Diego, there's no team out there.
Play Mahomes.
I know.
You know, Ryan Pace did the opposite of Matt Nagy.
Unbelievable.
Ryan Pace fixed the test.
Unbelievable.
For Mitch Trubisky. He, didn't involve anybody else.
That's amazing.
To throw him. If only we had somebody that could have sidled up to Ryan Pace and said, dude,
unbelievable.
It's this guy. It's this guy. You don't understand. It's not the guy who smells like you and talks like you.
Smells like you.
And it has hair like you.
Ooh, this guy's wearing high karate.
It's the guy who sounds like Kermit the Frog.
It's unbelievable.
It's him. It's the guy who came from the reliever. The pitcher. It's his son. Yeah. It's him. I know he played a little loose and careless with the football over there, but it's him. It's not your guy at North Carolina at the Sun Bowl.
It really is amazing, isn't it?
I'm sorry,
it'll never go away. Made me mad, too.
I don't know why you dragged me back into
that health story. We'll play that for you.
It'll never go away.
So we'll start talking quarterbacks.
All right.
We got a Barstool Big Cat. He's got his voice back,
good.
We think.
Good.
3 o'clock for Barstool Big Cat. How about this going down memory lane, too? Durkin at 4, Joshy Football. Josh McCown has watched some Fields tape. We wanted to know some analysis. How much running's too much running?
I like it.
How much does he have to play from the pocket?
We should probably play the Josh McCown parody song leading into it.
It will make some creeps him out.
Okay, well, maybe we should play it prior to Josh joining us.
Okay, that's good.
Because he's not going to listen
to
us.
We could do that at 4:45 for our fan.
Loaded show. Have fun, boys. Everybody enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Developing news about the show coming up next.
All right, I'm going upstairs to listen. We'll see you at Vinny's tonight. 6:30 tonight. Bleck and Abdallah do the show
chug-a-lug,
live.
Chug-a-lug.
We'll see you tonight. Have a good afternoon. Waddle and Sylvie are
loaded.
Next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Hope your Thursday's going well. We got a busy next couple of days. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be broadcasting from Cody's in Lakeview. Cody's is dog friendly. So come on out with your pets as well as your friends. It's man's best friend. And hang out. I'm also told that Cody's, which normally doesn't have food, Matt Hayes, my good friend, longtime guy.
No kitchen there?
No, but he's going to be grilling for our fans.
Oh, nice.
And it is going to be, what I am told, free for our fans.
Free food.
Free food. That's what Danny...
What kind of food is he grilling?
Danny Lynch. I didn't get all those details, but he's going to be grilling stuff for our fans. If you come out tomorrow, we'll be drinking ice cold Miller Lite. We'll be getting ready for Bears and Packers. We'll be getting you ready for Team USA against the Netherlands. It's a big weekend as we enter here December. Today, the first day of December, the holiday season. What's yuck?
December 1st is already here?
It is, yeah.
You like this weather?
I don't, but I mean...
Okay, yuck.
The holiday season is good. But, you know, you get through... December goes quickly because of the holiday season. And then you get through... Then the NFL playoffs are here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, before you know it, it's the Super Bowl. And then what we have to do then is get through, like, mid-February through all of March till baseball.
Give me a holler when you're shoveling snow.
Those are... I don't shovel snow. Those are the dog days.
Whoa! Look at you.
You know that.
Whoa!
Dude, that's heart attack stuff.
No, it's not. Not if you're fit. Not if you're in shape.
If
you shovel snow off of your front step, you're not going to have a heart attack.
Won't do it. Won't do it.
It's like anything else.
I told you. I did that when I was growing up. My dad made me rake. My dad made me cut the lawn. My dad made me shovel. And the first thing that I told myself, my 13-year-old self, was whenever I got made some money, the first thing that I was going to spend it on was...
Porn.
That. And then the second thing that I was going to spend it
on...
And the third thing I was going to spend it on was...
Bulls jerseys.
And tickets. And the fourth thing I was going to spend it on was not having to shovel and rake and cut the lawn.
Listen, I don't do it all by myself, but if something needs to be shoveled, I'll get out there and get to work.
Ugh, I hate that.
I shoveled my entire driveway once last year. Took me a long time because there was a lot of snow.
What was the blizzard year? When you and I both made it to work? When
that was...
09? Was that 09?
Was it 08? That long?
It was a long time ago.
I was in Foxy's house at that time. So that was...
Foxy moved into your house.
Well, okay, but you know what I'm saying. Like, so I was living in that house when that happened. Because I remember that... Was that the same year I had to cancel the Super Bowl party because of the snow that was so... We had such bad snow.
Different blizzard.
Was same time frame. So that has to have been...
I think that was 13? What year? Google that. What was the year of the big blizzard that we had?
Like 29 inches of snow, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the
2011.
Year. 2011.
Assuming you're not talking about 67, yeah, so 2011.
So I lived in Ukrainian Village then. And so we lived, we had a garage where we had one parking spot. We shared it with the other couple of people who lived in the same building. And in order to get out of that garage, because they don't plow the alleys, you had to shovel your way out.
You don't even know the word for it.
I thought I was going to die. And I was in good shape. And I'm like, I'm going to go. And I just started dating Allie. I think we may have been engaged. I'm not sure.
Did you make her help you with shoveling?
No, absolutely not. And I even had snow pants, I think. Put on the snow pants. I'm going to shovel this thing. I'm in good shape. And I got so lightheaded, and I think I was absolutely crushed from it. And that day was the final day of my life.
The last time you ever shoveled?
I said to myself, there will never, no matter how big of a snow, how little of a snow, I will never shovel snow again.
Well, what if an emergency happens? What are you going to do?
Just sit on the couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you need to do something. Your plow guy.
Like if our car would, God forbid, get like stuck somewhere and I'd have to shovel.
No, well, I'm saying you're at the house and for whatever reason your plow guy either was sick or couldn't make it over, but you needed to get out. You needed to go to work or you needed to take someone to the hospital or something. You're not going to grab a shovel?
Well, that's a different story. If someone has to go to the hospital, if I have to go to work, we've all been conditioned now to zoom it.
So you're, instead of getting a shovel and creating a path for your car to get out of the driveway, you're just going to go inside and turn on your computer and work from home?
Yeah. Yeah. Do the show.
Wow, you are really dug in on this.
I am.
Like, you're afraid of snow.
I'm literally dug in the snow.
Afraid of snow.
I am. I felt like crap that day, yes. By the way, the developing news, after several months of leaving us in the dark, he had been ghosting us for, I want to say, the last contact that Jay Cutler had with us was September 8th. When he responded to any sort of text. And then throughout September, we would reach out, nothing. October, nothing. Gifts were sent, jokes were sent, nothing. A complete ghosting.
Are you saying we've reestablished communications?
Waddle drove to work today. Thank you for the ride.
As always.
The video was put out there, and we drove by Chicago Cut. And we gave David Flom a shout-out on the way. And I texted Flom. I go, check out the video today. We gave you guys a shout-out on the way. We gave you a shout-out. He goes, hey, that was awesome. By the way, Cuddy's coming in. He's going to the Bears game on Sunday.
You would think that Cuddy would reach out to us and say, hey, I'm coming in. Coming into town.
Guys, I'm coming in.
Yeah.
You guys want to come to the Bears game with me?
No, I don't think you'd get that.
Something like, or how about a hey? Can I stop by? Whatever, something like that. And I'm like, he's ghosted us lately. We have not heard from Cuddy since early September. So I said, let's try one more time. Let's try one more time. We sat in the...
One last shot.
We sat in the meeting room. And
Threw a Hail Mary.
I sent a text to Cuddy with Waddle on the text chain as well, like I normally do. And I said, hey, we hear you're going to the Bears-Packers game this weekend. Would you like to call in or perhaps stop in? And he says, I'm taking my kids to the game.
He responded.
In a matter of a minute. Taking my kids to the game. Would love to call in tomorrow. How does tomorrow work for you guys? So tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Cuddy will call in. He will make his...
Our relationship is back on.
He will make his 2022 NFL debut on December 2nd.
We had high hopes. Maybe this will be a restart of a wonderful relationship.
The Cold War is over. I don't know
if it's over. I think it's on pause. Every now and again, you have summits where you, like, both sides are still at war.
But
you have a summit. You sit and you discuss whether or not you can find common ground so the battle can end and we can live together. I'm watching Vikings, and they do that quite a bit.
Oh, really?
I'm in season 6 already. Season 5 had 21 episodes.
No one powers through series.
There's 20 episodes or 21 episodes in season 6.
Wow.
We're on like episode 4.
That's a long season.
Dude, we are professional TV watchers is what we are.
This is a 10-year-old series,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's great, though. I love it.
Why didn't we hear about it 10 years ago?
I think we did. I just think that we were... I mean, it was going on while Game of Thrones was probably on, right? Like, it's the amount of money. It started on the History Channel, I think. The amount of money that was put into producing this series, enormous.
Okay.
It's done very, very well.
Okay.
So.
And in the wake of the Cuddy news, so Cuddy will be on tomorrow. Josh McCown will be on today. Josh, remember, almost got
Chad Hutchinson on Monday.
Yeah. Stop it. Josh McCown almost got the Texans job.
Yeah.
He was almost Jeff Saturday before Jeff Saturday. And he is going to be a future head coach in the league. Very good with breaking down tape. He's going to fill us in on what he sees with Justin Fields. But it's going to lead us into a new segment that I want to start coming up next. So we could do that next. We're going to call it Hot Take Time Machine. So we're going to debut that coming up next. Plus Barstool Big Cat at 3. Luke Getsy spoke today. We'll give you the update on Justin Fields' status and the Bears injury report. If you would like to weigh in, 312-332-3776. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
A breaking news sounder.
We're your home for breaking news.
Wow. It is newsy. I mean, Justin Fields has been upgraded from limited to a full participant today at Bears practice. After Luke Getsy today, during his press conference...
Before practice, right?
Before practice, said that he thought he would be a limited participant. So, remember, Thursday they do quite a bit still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thursday's a work day.
Justin Fields, who was limited yesterday and limited all last week, is a full participant at practice, which led Waddle to ask the question to us off the air. Do you remember what you asked?
I said, when was the last time someone who was listed as a full participant didn't play that Sunday?
Especially when it wasn't just a walkthrough.
Right.
Like, it's one thing when someone was limited, and then full in the walkthrough.
Right.
And I bet you...
I mean, his designation for Friday may change. I don't know. Maybe Friday he will be back to limited. But at this point... You would think if you are a Thursday full participant that you'd be on schedule to play on Sunday, barring some unforseen change.
I got to say, it's
a little surprising.
It's a surprise to me. Chase Claypool also went from a limited participant to a full participant today.
Is this like one of those mistakes that's made, like QB1, like they did a couple of years ago, that somebody's got to come back and say, oh, no, not full, no full. It was limited.
Well, kind of like Sunday when they're like, Simeon's not going to play.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. He is going to play. I know.
It's interesting. I mean, again, I think the interesting part for me is what you mentioned early on, is that Luke Getsy kind of advertised that he's probably going to be limited today and then be limited again tomorrow. That sounds like their plan was, hey, we're going to take this nice and slow. But.
And again, like, I think most of us deep down, like when we're just going to the fan part of us, we would like to see him play. Rodgers and Fields would make our Sunday more fun. I think there's a part of us also, when you really get down to the brain of it, where we're like, you know what, wrap him up through the bye week. But as you pointed out, if he is pain-free and he's not being limited in his mechanics, you just say that if he's cleared and it's not affecting him, why would you not play him?
Right. I mean, just if you're using common sense and you're not factoring in second-year quarterback or anything else, you look at a player who's been cleared by the medical staff and they say to you that the existing injury does not compromise him in any way. He's 100% healed or he's 100% ready to go, then you could ask the question, theoretically, then why wouldn't he play? Obviously, when you have somebody who's as important to their future as Justin Fields, you're probably going to have a new right tackle. Maybe you make a decision that is very cautious.
Like, we expect Alex Leatherwood to play right tackle. We even heard as we drove in today, I said this yesterday on the show, then Yurko said it today. Like, when it's Simeon or if it's one of the other quarterbacks starting, if it's Peterman or Boyle,
Peterman.
If it's one of those two guys, you're like, okay, what's the big deal if Leatherwood starts? I mean, you want to see him anyway, but there's less risk involved when it's one of those quarterbacks.
This is what I would say, and I'm no doctor. If you have to shoot the joint up, if you have to shoot the AC joint up to get rid of any lingering pain, then why play? If for whatever reason you don't need the pain medication, before the AC, then that's a different story to me. If I've got to take an injection to be able to play on Sunday or to play more carefree or more freely because I'm still bothered by the pain, then I would say wait.
So do you think like this was sort of a thing, let's see if I do everything, how I'm going to feel tomorrow as far as the soreness, if I push it a little bit more?
Listen, you could have a doctor probably give you significantly better information than me. But it depends on the severity of the AC. Again, this is not a dislocation. So this is, you're not worried about, the joint isn't compromised. It's not, you're not worried about it coming out again because it didn't come out the first place. This is about pain management. And to me, it's pain management. And then do you do what you do differently because of the pain? Or do you have to take an injection because of the pain that will allow you to do things more normally? If you're affected, if your performance is affected by the pain in any way, shape, or form, meaning you either dull it or you live with it, then I think you'd be very, very cautious. If he's got no pain, like, and if you have a mild shoulder separation, my guess is it can heal adequately in 2 weeks. But we'll see. I mean, again, it's listed as full participation today. I don't know. My guess yesterday was that he wouldn't play. I did not expect to see him listed as full participation today, mostly because your offense coordinator said that he expected him to be limited in practice today, right? Isn't that what we said? Isn't that what we read on?
I'm reading like some of the Getsy quotes from earlier.
Yeah.
He says he's kind of in the same boat as last week, day-to-day, getting better, taking some reps like he did last week. We'll kind of play that thing out as the week goes on like last week. But obviously he was a full participant. Yeah. Ask Courtney what she thinks this means, if anything. Like, because I don't know if anyone thought he would be a full participant. Like, and if he goes full, and then if he doesn't play, will some Bears fans, not that it matters, but will then some be upset if he doesn't play? If he goes full.
Well, you know the answer to that. Somebody's going to be upset regardless of what happens. But again, like, look, to me it's about, hey, if you're what does he say? What do the doctors say? If the doctors say, listen, you don't have any... additional risk to further hurting yourself than you would if you played this game and you never had the separated shoulder to begin. It's obviously a mild separation, because if you had something that was like a second degree separation, he wouldn't be out there practicing in any way, shape, or form. You get a third degree separation, and then one of your options is actually surgery. So this was obviously, again, a mild separated shoulder is the guy next to you, his shoulder separated, not yours. But if there's no pain involved with it, it doesn't affect the way you throw, then, you know, their argument is going to be he needs all the reps that he can get to grow. And I would agree with you. I just wouldn't compromise you. If you need to take any type of medication to dull the pain on Sunday, then I don't play you.
You don't play him?
I don't.
If Patrick Finley in the Sun-Times writes in his lead, this is one reporter I'm interested in, maybe even if Courtney could come on for 5 minutes after Big Cat. Bears quarterback Justin Fields practiced in full Thursday, a sign that he's trending towards starting Sunday against the Packers.
He's not a farmer. He's a football player.
Thanks.
I'm just saying. If he were a farmer, what would he farm? Anything he wanted. Yeah. I'm just saying,
it's the farming equivalent of being a full participant in a Thursday practice.
I would say, there are no limitations. Like, whatever it is that you would like to plant, you plant it. You go ahead and do all the hoeing and planting that you need.
Plant some eggplants if you need to that day.
You think you'd be hoeing? Is that what, that's what you're thinking?
Well, don't you use a hoe when you farm? You got to find break up the ground.
Spade.
We got to take a farming expedition when the weather thaws a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
In the spring.
We would always take a farming field trip back in the day.
Let's go up to, what is it, Gobert's? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, there's a Gobert's farm.
Yeah, we'll go up there.
Yeah, sure.
Have them give us a little ride in the hay, get a hay ride. They drive us around the cornfields. What do you give me that look for? Do you want to learn something about farming? Or do you not want to learn something about farming?
That's fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
First of all, you don't shovel your own snow, and now you don't want to learn anything about the farming profession.
I thought it was odd for you to say, "Let's take a hayride." All right. So Justin Fields, again, to recap.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Full participant. Will he play against the Packers? This is intriguing news, something we were not expecting on this Thursday. Barstool Big Cat, what will he say? Does he want him to play against the Packers? Will this indeed become our Super Bowl? Rodgers against Fields. Ooh, a little pep in our step now today. Big Cat joins us coming up next.